What's up, raza? This is Fernando Amador, and this is my podcast, Chicano Cast. And today is number 40. That's right, raza, the big 4-0. Made it to 40. Took me like 5 fucking years, right, raza? Pinche huevón. But I made it. So today's show kind of continues the last show, but only because I realized that my pendejo ass left out our real culture, who we really are, and the reason this show, at least for me, exists. Because we are not Spanish, we are not gringos, and don't feel bad, chillones, but we are not Mexican. Yeah, I said it, we are not Mexican. Go to Mexico and see if they think you're Mexican. And I don't say that angrily because I'm proud to be Chicano. Well, maybe a little angry, but at myself for being too pendejo most of my life to realize my culture was always Chicano. Instead of trying to pass my fat ass off as Mexican, then as gringo, actually being accepted nowhere. And they were right not to accept me because, you know, I'm none of those things. I am Chicano. Thank God for that awesome podcast, Chicano Cast, that made me realize what I am. Órale. Okay, I hope some of you are thinking that or have come to the realization that, you know, you are Chicana, thanks to my show. But raza, one thing is to realize, another to accept it, and then another to be proud of it. So it's a process. Just hang in there. Keep listening. Keep reviewing me. Yeah, right, cabrones. And soon you'll be writing me. You know, that's when you drank the Kool-Aid, when you write me. Órale. So today's show title asks the question, who are you, Chicana? And then the title also answers it. I am Chicana, pendejo. Yeah, what I mean by pendejo is that it is obvious. So don't break me down. Don't try and separate me. I am a mix. And that mix is probably a culture of its own. It is Chicana or Chicano. I don't have to try and pretend to be anything else. I don't even have to justify this great Chicano culture with using other cultures. Chicano culture is its own culture, with its history and its people. You know, it has existed since the 1800s and is growing ever since. You know what? There are now about 36 million of us. And that's roughly 11% of the U.S. population. Hell yeah, raza, we are significant. That's just a little under the entire population of California. If we had our own state, we would be big, raza. So the next question that comes to mind is, where am I from? That's a big-ass question because it's hard to answer with just the USA. Although, this is exactly where we are from as Chicanos. We don't want to leave out Mexico because that is part of us in many ways. It's part of our heritage, but our culture raza is Chicano. So what are some traits of Chicanos? Let's see if you pass the Chicana test. If you have 3 of these 5, then you are, nah, it's not like that raza. We are all Chicano as long as your parents are from Mexico and you were born or came very young and were raised in the USA. If that's you, then you and I, we have so many things in common that when we meet, we will both know, órale, that's a Chicano. Okay, let me list some traits of our culture, and let's see if you can relate. First and foremost, we are rebels. Chicanos started out as rebels, revolucion, fighting for our rights as Chicanos. And that is in all of us Chicanos, because I believe as Chicanos, we know and demand our rights in this country. And seeing the unjust treatment of immigrants south of the border brings out our activism in a way maybe Mexicans can't. They can't be because they may feel since they are not from here, then they can't demand certain rights that we definitely can always and will always demand. Another trait of a Chicano is familia. We are very family oriented. Why is that? Are we more sentimental than whites? Maybe. Do we have more love than them? Yeah, we do. But no. It's because in a discriminatory country like the one we live in, that's what we had and have to hold on to and will always have to support us and to love us. We didn't have those type of jobs. We didn't have those type of clubs. We didn't have those type of organizations. So we held on to family to support or for support and for a place of respect and peace and a place where we could be ourselves without being judged. Another trait of being Chicano, self-haters. Yeah, I'm going there, raza. We have that in us, but luckily, as we become more aware and proud of who we are, there is less and less of that. Why haters? Why are sometimes Chicanos like that? What I believe is, or what I think, is that it comes from seeing the white man discriminate, judge, and hate us. So we want to be powerful like the white man we grew up seeing. So we adopt that also and hate on our own raza. It's wrong and it doesn't work. But for some reason, we think it makes us better, not realizing that it brings us all down as a culture, as Chicanos. But with racist-ass presidents like Trump, I'm glad to say that it's bringing us together. And I see less hate among us raza than ever before. Quick break, raza. I gotta take a quick drink. Today it's Jack Daniels. It's freaking cold in this little garage place I have where I do my podcast. So no beer today. Jack Daniels. Another trait of Chicanos is that we are creative in many ways. Raza, we are fucking creative and imaginative. We have to be, right, to survive. It's the only way we can make it in this white-dominated society. We are creative in that we can be different people in a way. One proper English way at work and maybe more Mexican at home with our parents or our relatives and abuelos. But we could truly be ourselves among other Chicanos and let that fucking Spanglish out and that Chicano jokes that only we as Chicanos can understand. We're into art, we're into writing and music, and can grab from different types and genres and make very interesting work. Nothing seems foreign to us as Chicanos. We easily accept and take on different cultural elements because that's who we are. But raza, let me give a quick education pimp scream and say, can we be more into education, please? Okay, did that already? So, me callo con eso, cabrones. Me callo con lo de education pimp for the rest of the show, right? So yeah, raza, we have these traits as Chicanos that are very unique and wonderful. There's also Spanglish, that's our own. Chicano food, which is an Americanization of Mexican food. There is, of course, our art, our education that now exists in many universities as a major. I'm really proud of that. I should go back to school just for that, huh? So I could really talk some real sense here. Raza, there's a Chicano renaissance going on right now. Hell yeah. Thanks to the Chicano Cast podcast, the OG. Orale. Just kidding. But there are a lot of Chicano podcasts out there. So yeah, there's a movement that has been going on for some time now, and it needs to get us in bigger and better places. We need to be at the table as Chicanos, representing and making decisions, not just being controlled by the media, by corporations. Like I said before, we are great consumers and love to be entertained, but we can also be the entertainers, the decision makers, and the ones who hold the power. That's the next move for us Chicanos, I believe. We now know who we are. We now are proud of who we are. We now recognize who we are and that we are a culture of great significance in the USA. So now, raza, now it's fucking time we run shit. We need to begin to believe we can hold those places of power, we can get those promotions, and we can get that higher education. Oh shit, went back to that, did I? Raza, you may remember when I made reference to that Chris Rock essay where he says that driving around LA, he sees so much raza as he's heading to these studios. You know, then he gets in the studios where they're trying to pitch him with projects, and it's all white people. So as a minority that he is, Chris Rock, I mean, he wonders, where are the Latinos? Where are the fucking Chicanos and raza that I saw out there in all of Los Angeles? Why are they not allowed in here? And he's right. Why not? Why are we not allowed to hold these positions? I believe he even says that these white people pitching him shows don't even have anything special about them. They're just white. And he nailed it when he wrote that. But in a way, it's our fault for letting it happen. And how do we let it happen, raza? We keep going to movies where all the fucking cast is white. Only in Hollywood can all the cast and even the extras be all white for an entire two-hour movie. Well, we keep going to those or we keep watching those TV shows where, again, we are not represented. ¿Sabe qué, raza? This bitter old Chicano, if I start watching a new series and all I see are white people as the main characters, it right away turns me off and sometimes causes me to actually turn off the damn show. Okay, maybe not Game of Thrones. Okay, you got me there, cabrones. But even Star Wars, they have done a great job of diversifying the roles. Glad to see we will exist in the future, raza. And we, you know, need to demand that not only of movies and Hollywood, but of companies we support, places we go to, As 36 million Chicanos, our power is in our dollars, Raza. I fantasize about starting a boycott of what? Hell, I don't know about what. But I have ideas, but not real ones. Just my crazy ass mind is always thinking about maybe we should boycott this shit that doesn't represent us or boycott that company. But I don't know if I could, you know, actually get all of us to do that or enough of us where it makes, you know, an impact. And I'm not just saying give us, you know, movie roles or a small seat at the table. I'm saying, like, where are the Chicano movie directors? There are some good Mexican ones I want to see. Now a Chicano director. Where are the Chicano executives? I am sure qualified people are out there, but will they be given a chance? Man, I sure hope so. And if not, fucking boycott a huevo. So let me tell you quickly that my daughter asked me, Dad, are you watching Big Little Lies on HBO? And I told her, you know, that I tried. And when I saw that all the women were basically white and that the black woman on the show was more white than black, I just couldn't keep watching. I could not watch no matter how good the reviews were. And I know it was a female empowerment type of show with all the women, but they could have mixed in a lot more color and not made so many damn characters white. And Raza, yeah, I watch shows that, you know, isn't always representative of Latinos or Chicanos. Because if I didn't, then I wouldn't watch shit. But what I'm trying to say is to notice these things. Be aware, as I'm sure most of you already are. And then maybe take action to tweet how white a cast is in a movie. Or email the studio. Do something. You know, we cannot be inactive or complacent any longer, Raza. The next step for us is to be part of the power. So yeah, Chicana, who art thou? Thou is Chicana. And what is that? It is Chicana, pendejo. It is a big and great culture. No more explanation is necessary. And on that note, it is time to shut my big mouth and let you all go and fight the power for a place at the table. And not the kids' table, the big table, Raza. So my Chicanas and Chicanos, stay brown and stay proud. See you next time.
We got a place for you at the big table.
Does it come with a big plate?
No, gordo. It comes with a waiter uniform.
Órale.